This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Good morning. How are you doing, Vinny?
I'm angry.
I know.
Well, you know, we can talk about it because one of the things I'd like to talk about, we've got a student on hold. We'll be right with you, Ben, in Illinois in just a few seconds. I'd like to talk with you for the rest of the broadcast about the sum of all individual greed and the sum of all individual stupidity and how it relates to science and how we are taking ourselves down through those sums, literally. But before we do that, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Ben in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Doc Ram.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, Jason put me on the line. The reason I called is because I'm a 9-year veteran in the United States Army, and I recently became aware of the difficulties associated with veterans that were over in that arena, you know, the Middle East and the Gulf War thing. And so I wanted to reach out and be of some support and help to other veterans who are strongly affected by vaccines and exposure to chemicals and depleted uranium and all that sort. So I'm not sure if this relates to what's on your program this morning, but that's actually why I called Jason.
Actually, Ben, it does, because this is part of the sum of all individual greed by the merchants of death, the war machine, and all individual stupidity. Because spraying our troops, spraying the planet with herbicides, insecticides, depleted uranium, it's beyond stupid. So, yes, it does.
Yes, it is. I totally agree. Great.
So, you know, and
I watched the movie Beyond Treason yesterday, the documentary, and honestly, my heart was broken, and I just cried for the absolute insanity associated with destroying the environment over in the Middle East. It was stunning, and it changed my life forever.
And would you share with our broadcast classroom, it's worldwide, some of the highlights of what you saw and why it broke your heart?
Well, the key thing is that the effects of the after effects of using depleted uranium on tanks and civilians over in Iraq will never, ever, ever be removed. The uranium dust that's in the atmosphere will never be removed. It will always be contaminated and contaminate the people for life. And so what that means is when the uranium affects their bodies, that their cells will be damaged. And so it causes all kinds of cancers. It causes extreme, hideous birth deformities. And the infrastructure of the country is so destroyed, they don't even have the capability of notifying their people of the dangers associated with what happened over there. So the insanity is that the so-called leaders of the military-industrial complex have made a choice to do something that affects that area of the globe forever. It's shocking. So those people are going to be dealing with radioactive waste and contamination forever.
And let me just shed an example.
Yeah.
It's not just there. During the event we know as Chernobyl, the nuclear reactor meltdown. Okay, let's just discuss that for just a second. I don't mean to derail us, but
it's similar
in many ways. So what happened was there was a nuclear meltdown in Russia. The reactor sent radioactivity into the environment, and there are downwinders from this massive catastrophe. And by the way, it's man-made. It's a man-made catastrophe. People did this. It's not like it came from someplace else. We did this. We as in people. So what Russia did, or the former Soviet Union did, was what do we do with all that contaminated land? It's farmland. It's grazing land. We raise animals for food on that. There are farmers downwind. What do we do? Well, instead of fencing off that land, what the government did was build a computer system to track the food animals so that everybody would get his or her fair share of contaminated radioactive meat.
Unbelievable.
They did. That's what they did. Yes, it is unbelievable. Who in their right mind would think of something like that? Well, obviously, the kind of ilk that would think of, let's spray the Middle East with depleted uranium. So we have all this depleted uranium. Now, why is uranium used as projectiles? Why? Well, Doc Ram can talk about that. What about the mass of uranium compared to the mass of lead? Dr. Richard Allen Miller, would you like to address that?
Well, yeah, I don't know where to go with this. Plutonium is the bad one. Uranium is really bad, but plutonium is forever. And that's what they use in all the reactors. The whole idea originally was that they were going to do this for good power, cheap power, and then they would come up with a solution to get rid of the radioactive waste. They didn't. Now, here we are at the end of days with Fukushima. I mean, that is a catastrophe for the Earth. You talk about uranium, I'm concerned about all the different reactors. It's just, I don't know what to say about the whole thing.
All right, well, let me just...
I'm looking up right now how to get rid of nuclear waste.
That's impossible.
Because I don't know how to do it. You know, lead is one thing, you know, but then all the tanks leak at some point. They wear out and fray. There's modafinil will take it out of your body, and exclusion zone, or what we call fullerene waters, will bioremediate these radioactive wastes out of your body. Now, that's, you know, what we've got for the moment.
Ben, let me share this with you in our class.
Yeah.
When I'm sure you've had a chance to fire a rifle, a pistol, and a shotgun, and you know that the projectiles, also known as bullets or pellets in a shotgun, were used to be made out of lead. And the reason is because of the mass of lead. It was heavy for its physical size. So you could send downrange a heavy projectile. Well, depleted uranium is even heavier for that size than lead. So when you send one of those downrange, it has way more destructive energy when it reaches its target. So what a great idea. We can send this nuclear waste out of the United States. We can spread it around at these little countries that we want to go and beat up, and who cares about the cleanup? That's what must have gone into the thinking, because nobody in their right mind would have agreed to do this. If You know, I have a friend. He's a USA Prepares instructor. His name is Andy Gibbs. He's in the West Coast. And Andy Gibbs got into my Alfa Romeo one day, an Alfa Romeo Alfetta, and he was fiddling with the seatbelt in the passenger seat, and he didn't like it. I mean, he was in the car for like 8 seconds, and he's fiddling with it, and he looked at me and he said, "Who approved this design?" He didn't say, "Who designed this dumb seatbelt?" Who approved it? Because obviously you can have a jerk design it. But who was the guy that said, "Yeah, let's run with this"? Well, that's the same question we should be asking about lots of things.
Totally.
Who approved?
Totally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, you were sick to your stomach, you know. You have a broken heart. What do we do now? What do we do now, Ben?
Well, create awareness. You know, that's a start. I mean, be informed, create awareness. The big question is, how do you get to these people that approved, you know, spreading radioactive waste and exposing American citizens to it, our troops to it, the people to it, without any regard for the cleanup and for the planet? We're in one big fishbowl. You know, when you crap in the fishbowl, it's going to spread around to everybody else eventually. So that's what they did with no regard for it. It's just pathologically insane.
Stephen Hawking, a brilliant, brilliant scientist, said, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't have the quote in front of me, but he said, we have passed the point of no return. We have got to find a way to get off this planet because we have done so much damage to it. It will end our humanity. It will end us. So we've got to leave the planet because we've passed the point of no return. That's another way of saying that I know how it's all going to end, with the sum of all individual greed and the sum of all individual stupidity. It's science. It literally is science. We have done this. We have. Another example. Alexa. There are people who have these Amazon Alexa devices that listen in to their every sound in their house, and they think it's great. Now, forget let's put off to the side the security and privacy invasion of this mass stupidity of the customers who buy Alexa. Forget that. Let's talk about this thing is being powered up 24/7. Think about the energy wasting of these GDP who can't turn on the light switch for themselves. So they have to have a 24/7 monitoring device in case they want to turn a light switch on or off. Ben, please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And just to follow up, Ben had to jump off the line during the commercial break, but just to finish up. So we're talking about stupidity and the science of stupidity. What happens? So in order to have Alexa working, you have to have Alexa plugged in. It has to be powered up. And just in case you want to say, turn off the lights or turn on the lights or turn off the television or whatever you have Alexa do, because we're too lazy to do that ourselves. So because of that, it has to be up 24/7. And because it has to be up 24/7, your Wi-Fi has to be up 24/7. So now we have these Wi-Fi devices being connected running 24/7. Electricity is not free. Electricity is not clean. There is no such thing as clean electricity. Even the electricity I have here at our farm, which we generate from the sun, is not clean. Why is that? Because it took manufacturing processes, rare earth elements, plastics, glass, aluminum, and other products to be combined to make the system, as well as copper wire and insulation and other electronics. So even though we might say solar energy is clean, it's not. It's cleaner, probably the cleanest over the long run, but it is not totally pollution-free. So now we have energy that comes from coal, natural gas, nuclear reactors, dams, all of the energy that we have causes pollution of some kind, all of it. So now we have these devices running 24/7, draining the electric grid of electricity of which we have to resupply it. more pollution. It is beyond stupid. And it's, and where's the greed part of it? Well, people like Jeff the bald-headed Bezos. He's making a fortune on Amazon. Yeah. And instead of you going to the store and buying a bunch of things that you need, they all get shipped to you. Individual transportation, individual boxes, individual plastic packing. That I'm sure you all throw out. Because what are you going to do with all those boxes and packing? So that individual greed and individual stupidity is related to science. And we're killing ourselves with it. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, any comments before we go to Mark in Illinois?
No, you've pretty much said everything. We're in a serious problem with this.
Mark in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Doc Ram.
Hey, good morning. You know, last time I talked to you was I talked to you about Fukushima and Russia, Chernobyl being scalar energetic platforms for using for scalar energetic weapons. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about was the space shuttles. In 1986 and in 2003, in 86, I was at Air Reserve Force Base when all, well, I wasn't there for all, but I was there when the last space shuttle was built and piggybacked down Cape Canaveral. But all four of them are built at Edwards. And the one exploded, I think, in 1986, and then the other one was exploded in 2003. I've seen the footage from NASA. I got to see it. I don't remember how I did, but I've seen the footage of the starboard camera on the space shuttle, and so it was showing a orange glow of light. So I knew that was a scalar energetics that was shot at the space shuttle. And then I heard the feedback. I heard the loop on the astronauts on the feedback, probably about 30 seconds worth of chatter, and then the shuttle exploded. So what I'm saying is both of these shuttles were brought down by scalar energetic Russian weapons. And this is a fact. You can also read about it in Tom Bearden's book, with Russia, Soviet scalar energetics, weapons. But the thing is that the, when the first time it happened in 86, I believe it was 85 or 86, NASA shuts down for 2.5 years. It's on the space program. And then they go back and they go through all of their systems analysis and, they check everything. And they didn't know what happened the first time with scalar energetics in 86. But in 2003, I think they assumed that what they had missed the first time, years later. And
yeah. Mark, can you stay with us? Let's talk a little bit more about this, because that's not what we were told. We were told it was a failure of O-rings. We'll be right back.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange under arrest in London as he was hauled out of the Ecuadorian embassy a few hours ago. UK officials confirming the request by the United States for Assange's extradition for an alleged computer-related offense. The Justice Department's expected to officially announce charges later on this morning. Prime Minister Theresa May addressed British Parliament about the news this morning.
I would like to thank the Metropolitan Police for carrying out their duties with great professionalism and to welcome the cooperation of the Ecuadorian government in bringing this matter to a resolution.
FlightAware says over 600 flights are delayed, about 500 canceled, because of a major spring storm that could dump over 2 feet of snow on the plains. Warnings are up in at least a dozen states for bad weather. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God,
you're
take my.
When you got it,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Mark in Illinois has joined us. Mark, you're talking about the space shuttle disasters, and astronauts have been killed. The 1986 one I saw on television, I saw the failure, and I saw what was told to us after that, that it was an O-ring failure from the Morton Thiokol Corporation, and that's what the Challenger disaster was blamed on. And, you know, some people think that when they saw that rocket spiral out of control with the white trail of, we'll call it smoke, exhaust debris, propellant. They thought, most people thought that the astronauts died right then and there, but that's not true. They probably survived that. And when the cabin crashed at about 200 miles per hour into the sea, when it came back down to Earth, that's what probably killed them, that impact of about 200 times the force of gravity. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, any comments on that?
I have another theory on what happened, but I heard that they were trying a new experiment with cavitation to see if they could encapsulate the shuttle, and like they do the missiles in China. And what happened is it didn't work. That's what I heard. And that was from some Navy friends. It was a cavitation experiment.
Heck of an experiment. Mark, back
to you. Yeah, they were going to try to encapsulate the system, like they, like the Chinese do a torpedo now that can go supersonic speeds in water.
Wow. Yeah, cavitation is a problem because, class, there's something known as hull speed in a ship or a boat. And based on the design of the hull, you, no matter how much horsepower you apply to it, you are limited to the hull speed. Is that right, Dr. Richard Allen Miller?
Yes, that's always been the problem because water is uncompressible. I mean, it doesn't compress, which means, you know, it's got an incredible amount of drag.
Yes.
You know, I remember growing up in Seattle with the unlimited hydroplanes. That was weird. You know, watching these big toys going around Lake Washington.
Mm-hmm. Mark?
Well, yeah, I could take you something where the Soviets gave their energetics when it comes to Russian submarine technology. They call it Hunt for Red October. But the other thing is that if you go back to 1963, you will see that the flyover that we were doing in Cuba really revealed that the Russians were building a Stealer energetics platform. Not only were they putting missiles down, but they were building something that we didn't really understand at that time, but we knew that it was something. And that was what they were building to use as a secondary, as a not their primary. The primary would have been their missiles, but their secondary system would have been the Stealer energetics platform. It would have taken them years to get that running, but that's what they were building. So this is, I'm going to tell you what I see as a prophet. I'm going to tell you exactly what I see, what I've been seeing in visions, what I've been seeing in just meditating, what I've seen in the Bible is that America is going to get hit with a Stealer energetics Russian platform from outer space. It's going to be like Pearl Harbor. 20 cities are going to be hit with hydrogen bombs detonated over American cities. This is what I see. I have 100% accuracy on everything that I've ever said. And it's come.
Mark, when do you see this?
I see that. I would say be ready. You know, I would say be ready right now, because it's there. They have a system in space, and they can actually take out satellites. And so I believe it's happening right now. I believe that they're preparing for an event that will be like Pearl Harbor.
When you say they are preparing, do you mean the Russians are preparing to launch?
Yeah, I'm talking about Russian KGB, Stealer Energetics, their GU program, their Russian Stealer Energetics. KGB runs all of that. And I believe that this is what they're preparing for. And they know, you know, we know that our country is in a very vulnerable time right now because of the immorality and because of the things that are going on. And I don't believe that we have God's protection anymore. I believe that destruction is coming.
Mark, when you say these things, what comes to my mind, it goes back to the sum of stupidity and greed. It really does, and scientifically. And what I mean by that is we have become so consumed with electronic gadgets, electronic devices that do things for us, that without them, we would not be able to function very well. And so as you describe the 20-city takedown by the H-bomb or the hydrogen bomb, if we're talking about a grid down, we won't know which way is up. We'll be walking around confused, unable to perform functions, unable to get back up on our feet, in my opinion. Is that what you're saying?
Well, there'll be two classes of people, those who are burned and those who survive.
And what I'm saying is the ones who are not burned, the ones who do survive, those who are addicted to these electronic gadgets, and we can say that most of these gadgets would be like smartphones. We could say that they are televisions, things like that, that we are consumed by. We would not be able to get up because we don't know how to do very much without these gadgets. Is that what you were saying, or is this different?
No, I think that it's going to be we're going to have to learn how to rebuild our technology in a whole different manner. If you go back to Whitaker and Ohm in 1900, they published papers in 1900 about zero gravity. They had zero gravity technology over 100 years ago. They published it. You can read their papers. So, this technology is out there.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller, what are your thoughts about this?
Well, there's visionaries and there's depression. I just was reading a bunch of H.G. Wells. So there's a man that did a bunch of predicting and was dead on. I've seen the nuclear scenario that you're talking about. I've seen that by several other sources. I don't know where in recent weeks. So 20 cities, yes. Nobody's prepared. I don't have a clue. War is good for business. It's something about trying to control us through war, and that's it's crazy. Go ahead.
In Venezuela right now, people are looting the dead. People are literally looting the dead, looking for jewelry that they can steal from the dead in order to survive. I think that's where we're headed. Mark, if you're right about this, and we have a grid down situation, it will be absolutely awful. It will be
dirty.
Oh, yeah,
but we're going to have, you see, there is technology. I don't want to specify what it is, but we do have technology in place that, these events occur, that we have to remove all this radiation, not only from these nuclear power stations, which will all be like, it'll be like a China syndrome and meltdown. But, we're going to have so much radiation in our atmosphere, we're going to have a way to remove it. And I believe, I don't want to say what it is on the air, but I do believe that there is a technology that's in place right now, and we'll be able to use this technology in the future to maybe in some ways terraform the Earth all over again.
And how long would that take? How long did it take us to get to this point, and how long will it take us once we start over to get back? Because the machines are, in my opinion, like evolution. For example, you make the first machine, and that machine helps you make the next machine, and each machine you make helps you make better machines to make better machines to make better machines. But you've got to start with something. And we don't have enough coal to, I don't believe, we have enough coal to rebuild the Industrial Revolution again. Because we had cheap coal. Now coal is expensive. My grandfather would buy coal to heat his house on the East Coast. And he had a coal bin. And when he, literally in the basement, he had this bin. And the coal truck would come, like a cement truck, and have a chute. And they would position it toward this basement window. He'd open the window from the inside. The driver would then unload the coal through this series of chutes into his coal bin. And how much was it? $7 a ton. How much is it now? $200 a ton. So coal is now not cheap. Labor is not cheap. People don't want to work. How are we going to rebuild? How are we going to start the second Industrial Revolution without the coal and without people willing to work? Mark, if you'd like to hold, that would be fine. We're on with Dr.
Yeah, well, Alan thank Miller. You.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Richard, A-L-A-N, Miller.com. Mark in Illinois is with us. And we're talking about, do we have enough labor, interested labor, and do we have enough coal to reboot, restart the second industrial revolution? Rick Miller, do you have any thoughts on that?
I don't know what to say about all of this. This is doom and gloom today.
You asked me in the beginning, how I'm doing, and I said I'm angry, and this is why. Rick, the mayor of London.
Yeah, anger isn't really a good, healthy thing.
I know that.
Yeah, is to try to find a center of an opportunity. You know, when something looks bad, what you really have is an opportunity now to maybe change things from the way they were to the way they should.
I like that tack. I really do. However, there are so many bad things going on. I'm having trouble. When I say I'm angry, I don't mean I'm lashing out and beating my toolbox out. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm extremely disappointed, concerned, frustrated with the GDP, the generally dumb public, who are allowing these things to happen. For example, there's the mayor of London. His name is Sadiq Amar Khan. And he wants to ban wood stoves in London. Uh-huh. Now, I understand there's a problem with pollution. Well, how did that happen? Well, so many people have these old homes and they heat with wood. Okay. And then they encourage people to have diesel cars because they're more efficient. Then they say, I'm talking about England, then they say, oh my gosh, these diesels are polluting, so now we need to have an extra surcharge. You want to bring your diesel vehicle into London? Well, it's going to cost you about $16.35 every time you want to bring one in addition to the, let's say, $14 charge to bring, actually it's a little more than that, it's probably like $18 charge, to bring your vehicle into London anytime there is congestion. Well, that would be what? From Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time. what I'm saying is when I say we, I don't mean me and you and Mark. I mean people have done these stupid things. Now we can't breathe in London, so we have to charge people more. Where does that money go? It goes to the government corporation. It actually goes to the Queen. Who's allowed this in the first place? This is the kind of stupidity that is killing people on the planet. And what does the mayor of London say? We have to protect the children because their little lungs are breathing all these particles. Well, he's absolutely right. But who allowed it in the first place? And does he drive a big vehicle? Does he fly around and jet around? And does he have all the heat he wants? I'm sure he does. And does he have all the electric power consumption he wants? I'm sure he does. But the rest of us, we got to scale down. My point is, okay, let's scale down. You guys go first. Lead by example. And you look at Steve Jobs, the former CEO and founder of one of the founders of Apple Computer. He died of pancreatic cancer. People say that's terrible. He died of pancreatic cancer. I was thinking this morning, how did he get it? Is it because of experimenting with all of these microwave devices, all of these cell phones? Was he in a room where they had 50 of them or 100 of them all talking to each other? Did he carry one around in his pocket? Did he give himself cancer with his own devices, like the iPhone? I don't know. Apple would never tell us, would they? Any comments, Rick?
No, I'm going to be mellow today.
You are mellow today. Okay, Mark, did you want to hold?
Yeah, I'll hold. Thank you.
Okay, and we've got David in Illinois holding as well. By the way, David's going to be on with us tomorrow, 2-hour special about his childhood almost reach of John Wayne Gacy, the mass murderer. No kidding. No kidding. We'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.